So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hacholit liyavimtoi, harei ke'achad min ha'achin l'nachla. The brother who performs chalitza maintains his share, along with the other brothers, in the estate of the deceased brother. V'im yeshem av, nechasim shel av. If they have a father, the father inherits the estate of the deceased brother, because av koidim l'chol yoytzi yerecher. The Mishnah continues, Hakoinis is yavimtoi, zocho b'nechasim shel achav. Tanakama holds that the Yavim who performs Yibum inherits the entire estate of the mess, even when they have a father. His right to inherit stems from the pasuk Yokum Hashem Achav. As the Gemara above on Daf Chav Dalet says, L'nachlo. The Yavim takes the place of the mess regarding the estate. This preempts the father. Behuda holds that even if he did Yibum, the father preempts the Yavim. This is derived from the following pasuk. V'hoya b'chor asher teled ki b'chor. Ma b'chor ein lo b'chay ha'av, av hai nami ein lo b'chay ha'av. A son does not inherit it as long as the father is alive. The Gemara goes on to the next Mishnah. Acholitz li yavimta. The Yavim who gives chalitza to his Yavama, who also b'krei b'seho, he may not marry her relatives, v'hi asur b'krei v'av, and she may not marry his relatives. And the Mishnah lists them. Hu asur b'ima, uve'em ima, uve'em avia, Uvavita, uvavaspita, uvavaspina, uvachesa bizman shi kayemis. He's forbidden to marry her mother or grandmother, her daughter or granddaughter, her sister, as long as the Yavam is alive. All of the above are asim d'rabbanan because a chalutza is similar to a gerusha. And since if the Yavama was gerushasai, divorced from him after marriage, all her above mentioned relatives would be asutim minatayra. Now that she is chalutzasai, they are all asutim d'rabbanan. However, va'achin mutarin, the other brothers may marry the Yavama's relatives because she's not their chalutza. We must point out that the brothers may not marry the Yavama herself because of kibun shalei bana shuv layivna. The Mishnah continues, v'hi asura ba'aviv uva'avi aviv uvevnoi uveven benoi ba'achiv uveven achiv. The Yavama is forbidden to marry his father or grandfather, his son or grandson, his brother or nephew. Pchin the price adds Avi Imoi and Ben Bitoi for a total of 8 and divides them into 2 groups of 4. Arba Medivri Taira, the Arba Medivri Seifer. Av Ubenoi, Achub Uven Achub Medivri Taira. Avi Aviv, Vavi Imoi, Ben Benoi, Uven Bitoi Medivri Seifer. Now, this does not mean that she is now usher to the first 4 relatives Min HaTaira based on her relationship with the Yavam. What it means is that had she been Gerushasai, divorced from him after marriage, these 4 of his relatives would be Asutar min HaTaira. And now that she is Chalutzasai, they are all Asutar min HaRabbanan. The second group of 4 would only be Asutar min HaRabbanan even in a marriage, because they are merely Shnias min HaRabbanan. And this is the Gemara Shaila. Gazu Shnias b'chalutza oiloi. Be'ervedei reisa gazu b'rabbanan Shnias b'chalutza loi gazu b'rabbanan Shnias. Oidim aloi shna. However, the Gemara concludes, Shmamino, Gazu Shnias b'chalutza Shmamino. Even whereas Gerushasai, they would only be Asa Midrabanan. In the case of Chalitzasai, they are also Asa Midrabanan. Until this point, we have been discussing these men being Asa to the Yavama based on their relationship to her through the Yavam. However, the Gemara points out that most of these men are already Asa to her based on their relationship to her through her first husband, the Mes, the brother of the Yavam. Some in Atayra and some in Midrabanan. For example, Aviv, the father of the Yavam, is obviously also the father of the Mes, since Yibim applies only to Achim and Ab. Therefore, she is Kalosim and Rabbanan through the Yavam, but Kalosim and HaTaira through the Mes. Similarly, Benoi, the son of the Yavam, is the nephew of the Mes. Therefore, she is Ashes of and Rabbanan through the Yavam, and Doidasai, or Ashes Achi of and HaTaira through the Mes. The Gemara gives an example where it's Midrabbanan from both. Avi Aviv, the grandfather of the Yavam, and likewise of the Mes. The Yavama is asa to the grandfather as Kalas Benoi, his son's daughter-in-law, which even through the Mes, to whom she was married, is merely Shnias Midrabanan, and certainly through the Yavam, where the whole Isra of Chalutz is merely Midrabanan. The Gemara continues to explain the Seifa of the Mishnah. Mutar Adam Bekrevas Tzaras Chalutzase. The scenario is as follows. Shimon was married to Leah and Rachel, who are not related. Shimon died, both wives fell for Yibam, and Reuven did chalitza with Leah. The Reisha of the Mishnah taught, Hu asur b'krei v'seha, Reuven is forbidden in Leah's relatives. However, the Mishnah here in the Sefer teaches that Reuben is not forbidden in Rachel's relatives. The Mishnah continues, V'asar b'tzoras krevas chalutzasa. In this case, Leah and Rachel are sisters. However, Leah was married to Shimon, and Rachel was married to an unrelated man, Nachshon, who had another unrelated wife, Sarah. Shimon died, and Reuben did chalitza with Leah. Nachshon died, or divorced his wives, and Rachel and Sarah are now available for marriage. The Reisha of the Mishnah taught, Hu asa b'krevis seha. Rachel is asa to Reuben as krevis chalutzasai, she is aches chalutzasai, the sister of Leah. The Mishnah here in the Sefer teaches that Sarah is also asa to Reuben as tsaras krevis chalutzasai, the tsara of the relative of his chalutza. Maishna hai or maishna hai. The difference between the two cases is hach de azla bahadola beidino gozberabanan. In the second case, Rachel, Leah's sister, will generally accompany Leah to Bezin for moral support during the chalitza process, and she might later be mistaken to have been the chalutza. Therefore, Reuben is asr to marry Rachel's Sarah, Sarah, because it appears like Sarah's chalutzase, which is asr. For example, in a regular case of chalitza, after doing chalitza with one yevama, the yavam is asr to marry any of the other wives because of shubla yivna. Hai deloy azla bahadola beidino legazab rabbanan. In the first case, Rachel is not Leah's sister, but her tzara, who does not accompany her to Bezin, and there's no reason to mistake her for the chalutza. Therefore, only the relatives of the chalutza, Leah, are aser, but the relatives of the tzara, Rachel, are not aser.